What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
The viability of online marketplaces depends largely on the assets being sold and the brokers using the platform. By taking the traditional investment sales process online, brokers can eliminate excessive loads of paperwork and reduce the need for in-person meetings. Negotiations are handled online, allowing all parties involved in a deal to consult each other anytime using any device. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Jan Kamisch, Chief Commercial Officer of BuyProxy. BuyProxy is the one-stop shop for commercial real estate sales and leasing. It includes a free commercial multiple listing service, marketing platforms for sales and leasing, and a suite of customized marketing tools, all geared toward improving the transaction process for middle market commercial real estate brokers, buyers, sellers, and tenants. BuyProxy helps brokers find more buyers and sellers and sell property faster. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Jan about his background and what led him to the founding of BuyProxy.
It's a combination of things. I started off my career in public accounting and did that for about 5 years and kind of transitioned into real estate inside a firm that regrettably no longer exists. There's a company called Arthur Andersen. It was, you know, at that time, the Big Six. I think now it's the Big Four. And so really kind of got a really good understanding of real estate from a financial perspective, and then ended up going to work at Marcus & Millichap. And I grew up in San Francisco, and I ended up working at Marcus as an analyst trying to build, at that time, a really neat person, a guy named John Paulson, who had come over from CBRE, who ran, the investment sales division at CBRE with a guy named John Stanfield. And Marcus hired him to build an institutional group. This was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I was his right hand. And at that point, really got to work hand in hand with Bill Millichap and George Marcus at the corporate level inside Marcus, where Marcus was, 400 agents. And kind of saw the best of those agents, at that point, what Marcus really working in the middle markets. And was really exposed to some great things about real estate, particularly around, how assets transact, what the volume was, and really, kind of saw through the eyes of George and Bill as they were, kind of in their sweet spot on the West Coast and were transitioning to grow the firm into a national platform. And did that for a number of years, then went and became a mainline agent on a team and then on my own, focusing on medical office and retail in the Bay Area in the seven counties, the seven largest counties in San Francisco, and had a great experience doing that and working on some really great projects and built a great client book of business. And then one of my better clients, a group called Fowler Properties, hired me to run acquisitions for them on the West Coast, covering like California, Oregon, Washington, and kind of saw the business from the acquisition side and the dispo side, and became a principal on a couple deals and was really excited by that. Economy downturn came along in 07, went to work for another syndicator where I helped him restructure debt. And that was a great experience during the down cycle. And then for family reasons, moved out east and got a job with a private equity firm, a large private equity firm, managing a large portfolio in Florida. I went to work for Fortress, and I managed a $3.5 billion portfolio for them. And so that brings us to my my current evolution. And I've always been very interested with investment sales, the process of investment sales, as well as leasing, right? And how the mechanics of those things work and what are the efficiencies, what are the inefficiencies. And so Fortress, through a couple of relationships, invested in a company called auction.com, which eventually got rebranded called 10X. And a colleague of mine went over, a guy named Gordon Smith, went over to run the commercial division. And they were moving deals on behalf of some special servicers. And I saw an incredible opportunity of, hey, you know, deals are coming online. This is a mechanism potentially that could work to bring the industry forward. And got there, really was responsible for changing the perception of how brokers viewed auction.com 10X. You know, I got there in 2015, spent about 3 years there, and, you know, was able to implement some great things. And obviously, we built an incredible broker channel, really at the height when Gordon ran the group. And we, who are currently a buy proxy, auction 10X experienced its greatest growth years. And so really developed some learnings off that experience. And based on those learnings, really, you know, honed in on where we think the opportunity is to help primarily commercial real estate agents, both, you know, the listing agent, the buyer agent, and then obviously, you know, down the line to help a landlord rep and a tenant rep.
With Jan's collective experience in investment sales and helping to bring those transactions online with 10X, I asked Jan about the core challenges that buy proxy set out to solve.
The opportunity is incredible, right? I mean, that if you look at it from a business standpoint, the system today kind of works in the shadows. People won't admit it, but it is broken, right? There's no clear transparency on trading. There's no clear transparency of how long a transaction takes. There's no transparency of, do I have a credible buyer up front or don't I? There's no visibility of, the quality of the broker on the deal. There's no visibility around the quality of the listings, the pricing. All of that culminates in that, you know, these transactions are taking way too long, right? And I think the stat that I've seen, an average transaction on deals under 25 million takes in excess of 300 days. And part of that, I mean, I'll just name three things. Well, one is most deals in the middle markets get retraded, right? So a deal gets tied up in escrow. Day 29 of that escrow period, the buyer in most cases comes back and says, I want a haircut. So that's one. Two is there's no organized structure about moving information. You know, it's still done where information is moved through emails, PDFs. There's no analytics on that information, what people are looking at, how they're looking at it. And number three is you don't know, and again, particularly in the middle markets, you don't know who you're dealing with. Is that buyer credible? Not credible? What is his past experience? You know, are they good? Are they bad? There's just no visibility into that. So, you know, those are just three examples of things that can be fixed with technology and improve the fluidity of transactions so we could solve for deals getting traded in less time. That there is some guidelines that everybody works in. And so that's where my partners and I have seen the opportunity, is really using technology to create an environment where, particularly for the middle market agent, the middle market buyer, they have a platform to work off of.
ByProxy's goal is to make sales transactions more efficient. I asked Jan how ByProxy uses technology to make the transaction easier for buyers and sellers.
We've partnered with one of the major credit bureaus out there where we're basically looking at the individual on the platform and their credibility and wherewithal from the information that's out readily available and out there today. So that's starting point number one. Over time, we will build a history around that individual and his performance, his credibility. And we will enable like-minded good users of the platform to interact in a cohesive manner, right? It's kind of like video game theory, right? It's like, you know, kids today could go and play whatever video game, five people into a room, and they could play that game together. Well, the same thing could be done around a deal. If you have credible partners on the other side of you, you could create an environment where they could put a deal together in a game. That's the evolution of that is closer than most people can imagine, right? That, you know, that we collectively will create an environment where folks can put deals together and create better terms, better pricing for both for the seller in a very short order of time.
I asked Jan how implementing and streamlining processes impacts the speed of a transaction.
Most deals, middle market deals, up to $25 million sit on the market for 300 plus days. And then you have different types of product type. You have triple net, you have retail, multifamily, industrial, office, right? Leased, unleased, all that kind of stuff. So those variables come into play. But the biggest thing is about creating an environment where you have real parties. You have a real seller, you have a real buyer, you have a real broker, and you're basically creating an environment for them to cooperate in. And no one's talking about creating, you know, huge parameters or restrictive parameters, but just here's a footprint, a game plan to kind of follow. And that's what ByProxy is able to do. It's able to create an end-to-end solution where it starts with, here's a free MLS. Everybody gets to use it. It's, you know, we think that's a starting point, right? It's not the end point. Historically, the MLSs have been kind of these things that people have built based on subscription. And that's not the way we envision things, right? I mean, you go to, you know, other industries, whether they be travel or buying goods, you kind of go see something. And if you need to buy it, you could shop and look at other pricing, and then you could study it and buy services if you need them. And that's the way we envision the site. You have here a starting point, which is an MLS. And then the next step of that is, if your deal's going fine, great. Use that MLS. Use certain tools that are there for free, such as, you know, vaults, such as due diligence, some analytic tools, collecting LOIs, all of that you're able to use. And then if you need additional help, what we provide is access to more buyers, and then to the listing agent. And then what we also provide is a tool where you could run that process online. So we give you a choice, and that process is more based on the way real estate is traded in the U.S. today, where you have LOIs being countered, or kind of what we call a leaderboard process, where you create, you know, collect the LOIs, and then without the name, the names of the buyers, you're able to, for a 3-day period, a week period, you're able to create an environment where those LOIs are countered. And then the last one, the third option is, you know, an auction mechanism if the listing broker and the seller want to choose that process. But really, it's about creating more eyeballs, creating more activity on that deal. And that creates a couple different things. It's not, you know, those offers come in from a multitude of places, but as you've seen in your experience, the more offers you have on a deal, the better pricing you get, and the better ultimately terms the seller gets to close that listing, right? So the tighter those things are, the better ability you have to keep a transaction in occurring in 75 days to 125 days versus 300 days.
With the emergence of online commercial real estate marketplaces, I asked Jan to provide his thoughts on where we are in the evolution of commercial real estate transactions.
In a way, residential, and I don't know, Ryan, you could chime in too to tell me, but residential is kind of ahead of us from a commercial standpoint. They've got, you know, various models, various funding. A lot of it has been the creation of kind of these online brokerage firms, right, where you've got Compass out there, Redfin, and they're trying to create better tools for agents to come use those tools, discounting listing fees, discounting buy-side fees. And they've made a little bit of progress, but no one's really kind of changed the envelope just quite yet. I mean, you still have the resi world being in a very, you know, it's changing, but not quickly. And I think on the commercial side, we're even further behind in some respects, right? There's not a ton of transparency. There's not a ton of tools available. The predominant player in the industry has been around since 97, right? I mean, and it's been kind of done the same way over and over again. And what we're seeing is the first inning, right? We're seeing the evolution of several players coming out and looking at things potentially in a different way, right? So some of us, I mean, most of those players are looking at them in the same way, right? They look at, okay, let's build another MLS that's subscription based, and let's, you know, just focus on that. I think what we're trying to do, because it's so unique, is like an MLS is a starting point. It's not the end solution. What really you need to provide is a solution for the listing agent and potentially for the buyer's agent, ultimately for the landlord rep and the tenant rep, where you help them expose their asset, run a process, and close that transaction all online. And I think that's what we're trying to solve, and I think that's where the industry will begin to change, is when you can create an end-to-end solution. No one's quite there. That's the value proposition.
There are a number of discrete activities involved in a commercial real estate sales transaction. I asked Jan to speak of some of the improvements that BuyProxy is making to make the activities more efficient.
So we can manage it all. So you could basically, what we have is, you know, tool, the MLS, and you could come use that. Any listing agent could come use that for free. And I think at this point, we've aggregated close to 70,000 listings. Primarily from our partnership with some of the larger brokerage firms out there who are on our site. And then we have a clear path to get to roughly 200, 300,000 listings. And we've created both a for sale and for lease MLS. Then what we have on top of that is what we call marketing services. If an agent is having a hard time selling a deal, we can expose it to more buyers, and we can expose it to 1031 exchange buyers. We can expose it to like-kind owners. We can expose it to out-of-state buyers. We can expose it to international buyers. And we have some traditional means, postcards, where we'll automate that on behalf of the listing agents. We could do it through email. We could do it through a bunch of vehicles that we've created through various partners. And so we do that on the front end. And then we give real-time analytics to the listing agent of who's looking at the OM, who's looking at environmental, who's looking at physical. And in that period, that's roughly a 30 to 45-day period, right? So you've uploaded your deal. You're getting real-time analytics, marketing the deal. Then online, we've also enabled where you could then start, once you get to the end of that marketing period, you could start the property tour piece of it. And that there's a calendar function. You could look, you know, set up the property tours. You get through the property tours, and then you call for, hey, I want to collect all the LOIs. LOIs come in. Then you and your seller decide what kind of process do you want to run. Do you want to counter LOIs? Do you want to run a leaderboard, or do you want to run an auction? Your choice as the listing agent and the seller. And for that, we are charging the buyer a half a point fee, right? So MLS completely for free. If you want to run a solution online to access more buyers, to have a technology process that's all automated, where there's vaults, there's all kinds of great things that you can use, there's a premium for that because you're accessing more people, you're running a process. All of that is enabled online. Once you get to one seller, one buyer, an executed LOI, which is done online, through whatever process you choose, we have partnered with a title agent that will then take that process and help both the listing agent, the buyer and seller convert it into a purchase and sale agreement and get that into escrow. And that's an escrow, and that is then seamlessly visible. That whole escrow period is seamless online so that all the parties involved could see into escrow and see what's happening inside escrow. And so we enable that all online for anyone using our marketing services.
As commercial real estate transactions have moved online, so has the ability to acquire commercial loans. I asked Jan if there is a plan to partner with another platform or to integrate lending services to buy proxy.
We're having some very great discussions about adding debt to that process. We're exploring how to do that. But right now we're really fixated on making sure we're in pretty good shape on the free MLS component. We're testing our marketing solution with, you know, roughly 100 deals right now. And so we're refining it. And then obviously we have some plans on layering a bunch of other things on top of that marketing solution, where we'll give the buyer, in this case, particularly the buyer and the buyer's agent and the listing agent, the ability to get great financing on a deal, depending on what kind of deal it is, so that you know, you could create a better competitive environment to buy that asset. And it's really about triggering at what point in time inside that sales process do you really market to that pool of buyers? And it depends on how many buyers are coming and showing up, right, in that final period. Call it between property tours and collection of LOI.
I asked Jan how he views the commercial real estate professional's role as transactions move online.
Brokers are never going away, in our opinion. I mean, that this tool is really built for the commercial real estate broker. But what we see is that the better quality agents are going to be able to do a lot more transactions, right? So if you're doing, if you're starting off in the business, it's really, you know, can you use technology like ours to create a back office environment? Because what we're trying to do is really kind of, you know, when an agent talks, they're saying the most important thing inside a transaction is the relationship. And we completely agree with that. Like, our technology is meant to be a complete back office solution for them. We want agents to be on the phones more. That's our whole mission in life. Is if you're on the phones more and you don't have to send PDF emails about due diligence, you don't have to prospect for more buyers, you don't have to create constant Excel spreadsheets. You can do all of that online. And you're moving information in a timely manner. Well, that affords you more time to put deals together by communicating well with your seller and your prospective buyers or other agents in order to facilitate a transaction. And that's, I think that's the evolution, is that people are going to be able to do more in less time.
I asked Jan about ByProxy's current state of the business and what their goals are for the next 18 to 24 months.
We're really focused on, and this is a space no one's really fixated on, we're really focused on middle market, right? And we're focused on, we've defined the middle market as deals under $25 million and leases under 50,000 square feet. We've created a free MLS around leasing simply because the agents we're talking to wanted a solution around that. And we have a solution to help them on the investment sales side. We eventually will build one on the leasing side where we will create better connectivity for landlord reps to access more tenants. But that's to come. I think you'll see that, you know, in months 14 kind of through 18 from us. Over the next year, we want to really refine the investment sales tool, right? Where people are using our MLS as a standard, you know, to search, look for other, you know, for sale opportunities, because we think that's extremely powerful and it's free, right? And it's got great data at this point, and it's unlike any data out there. It's really on these deals under $25 million. If you look at the other MLSs out there, they kind of have the same kind of information. That's not what we're going after. We're really going after the market that needs our help the most. If you go talk to the top 7 brokerage firms, they're dealing with larger transactions, and that's great. And we think we can help them, but not to the same degree that we can help these middle market agents and create an environment for them to really expose their assets in a broad way, create a competitive environment online, and get the very best terms for their sellers that they can, and close that transaction in the shortest amount of time.
The list of commercial online marketplaces keeps on growing. I asked Jan how ByProxy differentiates from their competition.
They're solving for their problem, right? And what I mean by that is, like, you know, they're solving that we needed to work inside a subscription model. And they're solving for we needed to be an auction. We're solving for how does the industry work today in the United States? And can our technology enable agents with the way it's been done for a very long time to to do more in less time. Our industry works based on success. It doesn't work based on subscription. And so that's what's really important to us from a technology standpoint. The industry also doesn't work simply based on let's force everyone to trade in one standard way. That's critical to us, that we need to adapt to the industry, not force the industry to adapt to us.
I asked Jan about his thoughts about the market and the impact of technology on commercial real estate over the next 5 years.
There's going to be evolution, right? I mean, but you've got to kind of work with the way the industry's worked in the past too, right? I mean, 20 years from now, it's going to be very different. I mean, everything's going to be, I think, it kind of like the financial sector, everything is going to be much more automated, much more online. But real estate is a touch, see, feel, relationship business. You've got to respect that and kind of really, really adjust to that over the next 5 years and kind of lean into it a little bit, right? Because you have, you know, folks that are in their 60s and 70s that are trading, and then you have folks that are just coming up and learning the business. And so you have to adjust to both players. What's interesting, what really is going to be interesting to see is how quickly do some folks on the older spectrum retire, and how quickly can the younger generation use some of these other tools that are available, tools like ours, to really scale and create a book of business by automating some of the antiquated things that, you know, that you don't need to spend a lot of time doing, right? You don't need big books anymore in commercial real estate. You know, most of the information is digital in nature. You don't need to send, you know, 100 different emails with an attachment, a PDF attachment to, you know, 100 prospective buyers. You don't need to, I call it the shotgun approach, right, today in the industry, where if you have an industrial deal in a specific area in Philadelphia, for example, you're marketing, you know, through any of these services, right? There's whatever the blast systems are, right? But you're basically polluting your deal by, you know, sending an industrial deal to a multifamily owner, right? You can be much more targeted. There's technology out there that can enable you, if you're selling a multifamily deal, sell it to multifamily buyers, right? And so that's where we're stepping in, is like multifamily buyers, there's a finite number of them, would love to see your deal. The industrial and office and the retail guys, the self-storage guys don't want to see your multifamily deal. So really, you know, target your buyer pool, target your investor pool, be specific, be targeted. And someone gave me a great example. It's like, you know, tennis has evolved where we're playing with really great rackets at this point. Commercial real estate, it's like they're still using the wooden rackets out there.
Great to connect with Jan Kamish of ByProxy today. With its free MLS, marketing tools, and transaction platform, ByProxy helps industry professionals list, discover, close more deals in a verified ecosystem of brokers, buyers, sellers, and tenants. ByProxy was founded by industry veterans Gordon Smith, Jan Kamish, Carrington Guy, and Thatcher Milholland, who recognized the pain points felt in the middle market. Defined as sales transactions under $25 million and leases under 50,000 square feet, which accounts for roughly 70% of annual U.S. commercial real estate transaction volume. The team built ByProxy is a cost-effective online platform that would reshape the way commercial real estate is listed, marketed, bought, and leased. And that concludes our show. I am excited to follow Jan and ByProxy's growth as they leverage technology to fuel efficient sales transactions online. You can find out more about Jan and ByProxy in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.